How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to another edition of Like Minded Friends. How was that? What are you laughing?
I don't know. I just liked another edition.
Oh, sorry. That's like, oh, God, no, here they are again.
No,
oh.
No. I liked it and I think we should keep it in. And I also think we should keep in all of this chatter.
Good stuff. With Susie Ruffle and Tom Allen, in case you're wondering.
Just in case.
Two chatty Cathys are.
Who can't even stop chatting to even announce their own podcast. That's how chatty we are. That's great value, right?
That is. Podcast. I mean, you're really getting the chat per minute.
That
makes it sound like we're like people are phoning up and it's like chat per minute. It's like a sexy
call. Or like Babe Station.
Yeah.
What's happening with Babe Station at the moment?
I'm working there occasionally.
Good for you. Why is it a station? That's what I want to know. Where are they going on that train?
Well, I don't know. I was going to say something really disparaging, but there's no need for that, is there?
They're just babes. What were you going to say, though? I cut you off. What were you going to say, Sis?
Where are they going to Babe Station? I was going to say, like, Swansea or something. Who's coming in? What is this?
Oh, well, I'm just doing the podcast at the minute, Mum. Is that okay? Mum wanted to come in to get something. I don't know what.
What did she want to get?
Probably the iron or something, which is kept in here.
You said, go away, mother, go away.
I'm doing my thing.
Now, what a lot of people would do is they'd edit that out to make the podcast sound really snazzy, but you won't get that here. No.
I want people to know just how cool I am. Yeah, that's right.
Do you remember that being a thing where people would phone hotlines to hear sexy chat?
Yes, in the back of Boys and QX magazine that was free in the bars, in the gay bars. Do you remember those lines? And it was always like... my parole officer turns out to be a lot stricter than I expected, or whatever. Like,
yes,
my parole officer
Scally
kissed
lads.
Me around by the bins. Yes, Scally lads, tracky Scally lads.
I have a friend of my dad's, who is a woman, used to make loads of money being one of those phone voices, being like, "Oh, I'm wearing nothing," but she'd be like in a tracksuit having a fag, like
eating a Chinese takeaway. Yeah. I heard somebody who had to do one and it was about fisting and they did it with a hammer and a melon. But I never heard it back. I don't know.
Oh, I'm not sure about that. That sounds too much for me. Too rich for my blood.
Well, indeed. Do your parents listen to this podcast still?
No, I think from time to time.
They'll probably just drift in for that moment.
Yeah, probably just drift in to see if we're still keeping the standards high.
Well, you know us, taste and decency all the way.
Our dearest friends.
It's lovely to think that people used to phone up for basically what was essentially a short story.
I mean, I think calling a wank hotline a short story is one of the quaintest sort of in your desperation for everything to be nice.
I know. But there's people who used to phone people in a phone box. Do you remember phone boxes used to be full of those cards?
Yes.
You'd see,
but
like,
didn't they phone them so that they could organise a meetup?
Oh, was there more to it than that? I never knew. I was always trying not to look at them when I was in a phone box with my dad when we were in London. No one had mobile phones.
Oh, yeah. And they'd always be like, girls with tiny bras on, but massive boobs.
Massive boobs. Very ill-fitting bras.
Do you know what they want to do? They want to go to Marks and Spencer's.
I hear they have a great fitting service. You have to book for it, don't you?
Sorry?
You have to book for it, don't you?
I think you do sometimes. Have I ever told you about the time that I went to get a bra fitting?
Oh, didn't you used to do it as stand-up?
There was a routine, but I think it predates our podcast, so I will tell it. I mean,
Please, come on.
I will tell the story rather than
try and do
it. I was
thinking about it just the other day.
What, me going for a bra fitting? Are you on the turn?
Yeah, I think I must be.
What's lockdown done to Tom? He's got a wife.
He's got married. He's a very different person. Just listens to short stories a lot, but still.
He's a massive fan of short stories.
He just loves those short stories. Well, what's that in the background? Have you turned on your dryer?
No, sorry. I'm very sorry. I moved a cable and I thought, oh, I hope he doesn't hear that, but you did.
No, no, I just thought, oh, she's turned on a machine. Please tell us what happened.
So I must have been about 15. And so you can imagine, and I had like no boobs really. But my mum being my mum was like, well, go and get your proper bra fitting. Which I sort of hated the idea of. But off we went to Marks and Sparks, which was quite near school. And so the whole thing was like extra embarrassing. So the whole time I was thinking, will someone from school see me in the bra section? How awful that would be. Just the idea of being in a bra section was just too much. And so I went for a bra fitting.
Yeah.
And I'd obviously never been for one before. And so what happens is sort of a woman in her 60s, usually called Jean, something like that, would come in and they just measure you. Like, it's just a tape measure around the boobs.
What, right there in the department?
No, you go into a little sort of changing room, like a clothed area.
Okay.
And see, all I need to tell you is that I went in. I wasn't really sure what the protocol was.
Yeah.
And she came in and said, oh, you could have kept your crop top on.
Oh, how are you supposed to know?
I didn't know. And so I just had my little fried eggs out.
Bless.
And just, blood was like just running so hot to be fitted for like a 32A, which is like the smallest bra.
Well, that's fine.
And that's fine. I've still got little boobies. I'm fine with it. But
good for you.
Thank you, Tom. But it's actually less so now. But for at least a decade afterwards, when I'd think of it, I'd feel quite sick.
Oh, I bet. Bless.
So embarrassing.
But
it
should be embarrassing because she should have said, it's a bit like when you go for a massage, isn't it?
Yeah. You said, what do I take off?
I just always go like, I'm going to leave my swimming shorts on, and they go fine. You know, I overtly say, I've left my swimming shorts on, or I've left my pants on.
Yeah.
Because I always think it's, because I don't know really. I guess some people are more brazen about it. But that's the thing, like some people are just like, or maybe they aren't, but I always imagine some people are just like, yeah, it's just my body. I don't mind.
You know, I saw a girl sunbathing topless in the park on my jog yesterday.
Oh, really?
Which I was like, okay. I mean, I say in the park, she was sort of, in an area in the park that was sort of...
It wasn't. It was just a verge.
When I said the park, I mean, I think it was in her, it was in her garden. But
it was in the bins.
No, it was in this area that's sort of fenced off. So maybe it's sort of private.
Maybe it was her garden.
No, it's definitely not her garden. It's definitely not her garden because it's in like the back area. Ooh. I think of a school. I mean, it was very confusing. It looked like she had jumped over a fence to somebody... with their knockers out.
Ooh, get a knockers out but, in the playground.
Dear. Yeah, I thought it was a bit much.
Mm,
but listen, some closed. People, not that there's anything, you know, some people like to sunbathe nude, but it wouldn't be, it wouldn't be what I'd be up to. I wouldn't want to get my bits and pieces out.
Do you know, but I was always brought up around, I don't think she'd mind me saying this, but whenever we went on holiday, my mum and like, if there were any of her friends around, they would always take their bikini tops off to sunbathe. So
yeah,
never...
I think it's different abroad.
It's kind of different abroad, isn't it? But if you did that in America or Australia, they would be like, what are you doing? Like, they're very...
Oh, the same in America. The same in Australia, rather.
Very, very upset about it, yeah.
Oh, really?
I understand. I may be corrected. I may well be corrected. But I seem to remember there being a big outrage about that sort of thing. Which is ridiculous. Blokes take their top off. What's the difference? But I suppose I'm not of that persuasion. I get it. But still. Doesn't,
yeah.
You know, it would never. It didn't feel like... It didn't.
It doesn't feel saucy.
It didn't feel saucy. I guess because it was my mum and her friends. But it didn't feel saucy.
But if someone sort of wrote it into a short story, do you think it would, and then read it over the phone, do you think it would feel more or less saucy?
Probably more saucy. Depends who read it. If it was Alan
That's
Bennett, less. Less saucy.
If it was Janet Street Porter, more. More saucy.
More sexy. Definitely more sexy, I think. Yeah. Oh, well, Suze, that must have been quite an order. Was your mum, what did your mum say to you about the...
Oh,
about
don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't need to make a fuss.
Don't make a fuss.
But do you remember that from like getting changed on a beach?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my god.
And mum's being like, no one's looking, no one's looking.
I've been writing material about this, actually.
Oh, have you?
About swimming baths. And I'd always be told, what, no one's looking at you? What do you think people are looking at you for? And I was like, No, you know, not only am I deeply feeling a sense of shame, I'm now having double shame because you're suggesting I'm like thinking
so
I'm
repulsive.
Special. What's so special about yours?
Oh, God.
Oh,
but it's mine. That's what's special
about
it. I'm
very, very scared of this whole thing. But yeah, the elaborateness of it on the beach. Whereas, you know, again, like the continental blokes, just whip it off.
Yeah, whip on it the shorts, out.
Whip it out, whip on something over the top. Everybody's fine with it. It's sort of, we're very shaming, very shameful, aren't we? I think it's not, in Germany, they're very, they take their clothes off all the time.
Oh, yeah, I saw a man in a thong. And not Did one you? Person. And I will add, he was... I will add, A, he was straight. And B, like, you know, it was like... I mean, it wasn't a million miles away how tight it was to sort of a Borat situation. Like, it was so... It was really leaving very little to the imagination.
Well, yes, it sounds like
And
it.
It's very hard not to look.
Well, exactly. They're just all body... All bodies, aren't they? All bodies, really. You know, we've all got them. We've all got... Once a doctor said to me, oh, it's all lips and elbows to me. It's all lips and elbows. And I thought, that's a good thing, isn't it? We make such a big deal about it all. Everything's so covered
that
up.
That is all lips and elbows. Well, it's all, there
just
we
think
go.
Of it. Of you all heard it here either's first. How I see it, it's lips and elbows. Yeah.
How are you feeling this week, Tom?
I'm feeling a lot better than I have been.
Oh, great news.
I know it goes in, it ebbs and flows, doesn't it? And it goes up and down. But I felt a bit more content than I have been. I still have a few off days, but I've been enjoying doing a little bit of exercise, doing a bit of work. And
you were saying before we started recording that making a plan for work is something that's really helping you, sort of planning what you're going to do.
Yeah, that's really helped, actually. Yeah, just having a bit of focus idea. Like that. I think...
I haven't been doing that, but I'm going to take your advice and start doing that.
Well, if it works... I mean, part of me thinks, oh, actually, I could have used this time to rest a bit. But actually, I've been resting in my... You know, I've been sort of processing things in my mind, which has felt quite restful in a way that I wouldn't have done normally. And having a bit of focus has sort of kept things a bit more manageable. But part of me thinks, oh, maybe I could have just sat in the garden and read a book. But... I don't know.
There's probably still time for a bit of that.
Yeah, I think there's probably a bit of time left of it. That, yeah. I mean, the sunshine. We have to be thankful for the sunshine.
Oh, my God, yeah. I'm so grateful for the sun. I think it would be really miserable if it was raining all the time.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine? What would we all have done? We would have all been dancing in the rain by now.
We would be. Natasha, have you been cooking much, Tom?
Well, because I've basically been doing a vegan juicing lala, I haven't been
Keep talking about the vegan juicing lala. What is it?
Well, I just have a juice for breakfast and I have a juice for lunch and then I sometimes have a miso soup if an evening. I'm trying to cut back on meat. I do have meat still and I still have dairy still.
So just a miso soup for lunch, for dinner?
No, I will sometimes do a juice for lunch or sometimes a miso soup for lunch, usually.
Right, and then
dinner. And then a proper dinner.
It sounds like Slim Fast shakes, you know, like
yeah.
What mums were doing dinner. When they were like, in between step classes.
Yeah. When they were doing like legs, bums and tums.
Yeah.
That's sort of what I'm basing it on. And I have a sort of low carb of an evening. I don't know if it's good for me or not. I don't know if it's sustainable or not, but it's kind of, it's made my clothes fit me a bit. So I'm grateful for that. But I don't know if that's healthy or not.
Are you really hungry?
Yes. So I don't know if it's good or not. And I think, as I said, I don't know if it's sustainable, but it's been nice. It's been quite nice to sort of cut back a bit, I found, for me. Because
That's
never
good.
Before. But yeah, how are you feeling about everything?
I'm eating everything twice.
Well, that's nice. Great. Oh,
you know that cake that we were talking about last week?
Yeah, so much.
Like the Mr. Kipling style, just like sort of your basic fruit cake.
Manor House cake, somebody tweeted.
Yeah, somebody tweeted a picture. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Linda.
I've made one today.
Have you?
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
With fruit in that.
Yeah, I put sort of dried fruit and some cherries in it.
Oh, that's nice. Cherries are nice in a cake.
Yeah.
Really nice. And sugar on top.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. And in the recipe that I used, they suggested you chuck in a spoonful of jam. What do you think of that?
I don't see it's a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing one bit.
No?
I that's lovely.
I've just put it on the drying rack, the airing rack.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst bit, isn't it, of cooking a cake?
Yeah, just waiting.
Just like, it's fine. It's fine now. It's cooked. Look, I know you can't cut it when it's hot, but I'm going to try. That's what I do.
And smother it in butter because there's not enough butter on it.
Oh, yeah, you're going to do that. Yeah, that's nice for the fruitcake, isn't it?
Yeah, I might.
What are you going to have for tea?
I think today we've got... I mean, I feel like I say this every week. We've got ham tonight.
You are obsessed with it. I thought I had obsessions with chicken. I don't blame you.
Do you remember how often we used to talk on the podcast about you eating chicken on a train?
Yeah, do you remember?
You used chicken to do that wings. So frequently.
All the time. But
you used
now...
to get to Victoria late at night and then just buy chicken in Marks and Sparks.
Buy chicken in Marks and Spencer's and I'd eat it on the train like an animal. And then I'd have to choose a seat where no one was looking at me.
So no one could take a picture and tweet it.
Yeah, to their family and go, look at this disgusting animal.
Gross.
Yeah, so gross, but delicious.
Actually, Tom, I don't think we're having ham tonight. We discussed the ham. I don't think we're having ham. I think we're having halloumi.
Well, that's a nice thing to have.
Squeaky cheese.
I put a load of salt on some tofu and fried it. That was actually like halloumi. It was actually a bit like it. I put salt and flour and garlic granules and I fried it. And then I put some soy sauce and some lemon on afterwards. And actually, I thought it was quite nice. I'm just saying, if anybody... I'm not a vegan. I can't claim to be a vegan at all. But I'm experimenting.
Are you trying to be... Are you trying to be more sort of... I don't know. Are you doing it because you want to be more sort of ethical to animals? Or where's this come from?
I think I want... Yeah, I would quite like... I think... This is what my thing is. We're at this juncture where we can... Where we've kind of had a bit of a reset on how we're treating the planet.
Yes.
And Greta wanted us to do it.
Yes.
And, you know, I was all like, oh, I'm fine. Give me a burger. But I think since we've all had this reset where we've lowered emissions, actually, maybe it's a time to reconsider how we're getting protein into our diet. I'm just saying.
No, I like that.
And
because I flirt with vegetarianism all the time.
You are always flirting with an aubergine.
I'm always... I mean... Tom, thank you. Yeah, I am. But I think that's a very wise thing, Thomas.
I'm not saying people have to stop eating meat or anything. But I'm saying, like, actually, if we just acknowledge when we eat it, because yes. I know I'm as bad as the next person for going, what shall I have for lunch? Oh, I'll just have a chicken sandwich from Pret or something. Mm. You know, or like, Dad's doing a bacon sandwich. I'll have a bacon sandwich. But in a bacon sandwich, what am I really enjoying there? It's salt and a sort of vaguely tasty, smoky taste, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, could I get that from somewhere else, you know, without causing all the problems that meat causes for the environment? And indeed, it's not very nice to the animals.
No, it's not ideal.
It couldn't be worse. It couldn't be worse for the animals. So I'm thinking about it. I'm just saying. That's my theory. Mm. But
are you craving sugar?
No, actually. And I had a Pimm's the other day and I did, and it was so sweet with the lemonade. So sweet. So I haven't really craved it that much. But I mean,
look at you bettering yourself in lockdown. Aren't you doing well?
I don't know. But there's no control over anything. So I've gone, what can I control? Okay, what I'm eating and what exercise I'm doing. So I've thrown myself into that. I think that's basically what's happened.
Are you still running?
No, because of my knee.
Because you've got housemaid's knee. What's it called?
Housemaid's knee. I don't know. No, I think it's called housemaid's knee or something. It's really painful. I've got a bandage on it and I'm having to ice it.
A bandage?
Yeah. Like that girl at school who was really good at sport, who was always putting ice on her joints.
That was me, by the way.
Was it Zeus?
Well, I wouldn't ice on my joints that much, but I was the girl that was good at sports.
What was your main athletics during sports day?
I swam for the school, I played hockey for the school, I was on the football team.
Oh, was it a girls' football team or was it a mixed football team?
Girls, but I was livid all of the time because I thought, let me play with the boys.
Absolutely, my sentiments entirely. at your school, were you allowed to wear trousers? Because the girls at our school weren't, but they were allowed to wear culottes, which does not feel like that's good enough.
I would have hated culottes as a teenager. Now I think they're quite fashionable. Sure. I was allowed to wear trousers, which was great because before that it was a green pleated skirt. I mean, it's a very hard colour to pull off for anyone. It was green and yellow, my school uniform.
Oh, that's... I mean, ugly. like a field of dandelions.
Yeah, yeah. They used to call us the bogeys. People from other schools. Yeah.
That's so funny.
So childish, isn't it? What colour was your school uniform?
Ours was royal blue with a charcoal grey trouser.
Oh, that's nice. Did you like wearing a uniform to school?
Of course.
Yeah,
of
me course. Too.
Did you like it, though? You liked wearing the uniform?
Yeah, I loved it. I loved wearing the uniform and I liked the smartness of it. I was always, even though I was occasionally naughty at school, or like, I was definitely quite chatty. Chatty Cathy? What a shock.
Yeah.
I do remember a teacher saying to me, you won't make a living out of talking. And I mean,
did they say
hello,
that?
Everyone. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's brilliant. Oh, that's so brilliant.
But I took real pride in my appearance for school. I liked everything being just so. And I hated it when people... Were there girls in your school that would like... They were the girls that were like quite grungy. Mm-hmm. And they'd like make holes in their jumpers for their thumbs.
So,
do you remember
yes,
that?
So just like, dog-eared jumpers and stuff.
Yeah.
We and had then, blazers like, actually, but...
They'd sometimes like put ink on it as well and like draw something. Like, or do stars...
Oh, yeah, horrible. So horrible.
I couldn't bear all of that.
You look an absolute mess.
I think I liked that. I liked having a uniform because it meant that, like, everything was... I didn't have to worry about how I was looking. It was being uniformed. Meant that I didn't have to worry about whether I was sort of being cool or... It was also quite masculine, which I sort of loved.
Oh, really? Sure.
Yeah, trousers and a tie. You know, sort of like, you know, wearing a suit or something. I quite like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like wearing a blazer. Yeah. Sorry.
Obviously, some girls did the thing where they'd roll up their skirts.
I was going to say, was there rolling up of skirts? Or was there even crop topping of blouses? That's the
like doing like a Britney Spears tie.
Yeah,
there was a little bit of that. But because see, I was at Catholic school, you've got to remember. So you, that would have been very quickly knocked down by
those
the...
nuns.
Well, they were nuns, yeah.
Were they? You actually had nuns?
Yeah, we had three nuns.
Wow.
And one of them broke her arm, but the rumour in the school was that she drunk all the communion wine and fell down the stairs.
such a cute kind of like farcical storyline, like something out of Fawlty Towers.
Yeah. It was,
was one of them on the run from the mafia.
And they used to say testicles, westicles, wallet and watch. I don't know if that's... people would go to the nuns if they wanted to get out of a class and they'd have to go and say like, oh, I had an argument with my mum and I feel really bad about it. And you'd get to sit in there and they'd like make you a weak squash and give you a home brand digestive.
But
I never did that because I didn't like the idea of lying about... Like people would quite happily lie about people dying or say or like making up things.
I was
like
never
one girl,
allowed to that.
Her granddad died like three times, and he was still alive when we left school. And I thought you're playing with fate. I hate that.
You know those, but those Catholics they love a bit of dead or not dead. They love that. It's the central thing.
Well, it's very much the thing.
He came back,
but they wouldn't wear. They did wear habits, but it wasn't, they'd wear like a habit with like maybe like a long pleated skirt and a shirt.
Oh yeah. Like I remember, there was a Catholic church opposite us and they were, you'd often, or just wearing a cardigan, which felt a bit disappointing. Like I wanted
Come on, go the whole hog.
I wanted full Maggie Smith in Sister Act. That's what I wanted, like the full like starchy white bit with the habit on top of that, like and full, like the full outfit. That's what I wanted to see. Nuns.
But it was, and they used to teach sex education.
Oh, can you imagine? Literally none.
I mean.
wow.
Yeah,
that must have been interesting.
I wasn't into it anyway. So.
I mean, I remember
I had very little interest.
But sex education was like, mainly, I mean, we did it in biology more than anything.
Yeah, they taught RE, and so it was like about, not about consent, because which it should have been about. It was about like, don't get pregnant and have an abortion.
Oh, wow.
There was a lot of that.
A lot of that. They love
a lot of that,
that
carry on.
They love that carry on, don't they?
What was sex education like in your school?
We did it in year six, actually, which was quite young. And we had to take a letter home, which I was super embarrassed about. I just put it down on the table and ran off. Your parents had to give consent. And then we watched a video.
Where people played tennis naked?
I think there might have been something like that, you know. And but we, you know, you all knew about it. Anyway, I knew it from like the age of about 7.
All right, Tom, don't show off.
I was really advanced.
I know about sex, guys.
Guys, look, I've got a number. You call it, they tell you how it all works.
But the woman needs an inhaler. She's breathing so heavily.
This poor... Phoned up this woman. She was there eating a takeaway. And... lovely.
So embarrassing. I remember being so embarrassed. I remember having to leave the classroom because I couldn't stop giggling.
What about?
Pubic lice. I died, like... You know that I'm sure you've been with me. There's occasionally, and I mean this like probably like once or twice a year, I will become so hysterical that I can't stop laughing.
I have seen that.
You've seen that, right? Yeah. And I was
I love it.
Hysterical, crying, weeping. And eventually the teacher just said, Susie, you're going to have to leave the room. And apparently people could still hear me laughing in the corridor. And I was there for about 40 minutes. And in the end, the teacher was like, come on, Susie, it's just pubic lice. And I was just like, I just couldn't. I think I got detention and I had to take a letter home. And I think my mum was like, oh, that's funny. Don't worry about it.
Oh, of course. Oh, that's funny.
It's also embarrassing.
Just everything about it's embarrassing. I remember we had a religious assembly once and they all came, like, it was like one of those visiting groups that came bounding in. And with guitars, literally. Like
Oh, God.
And one of the guys, he had this kind of very kind of flush face and everyone went, he looks like Juliet, who was a girl in our year who had quite a, like, rosy cheeks. But he looks like Juliet. And then I just thought that was the funniest thing. And just pissed myself in this assembly. But do you know what? All credit to the teachers. They were like, yeah, fair enough. It is funny.
Oh, I remember those people coming into schools. We used to have Catholic people coming in and singing about Jesus.
You must have had some great ones.
Yeah, they would always be really trying to be cool.
Yeah, I bet they were.
You know, like wearing a trilby.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, hoodwink you in. I think, yeah, maybe they're cool. Maybe they're cool.
And then they'd be like, Jesus. You'd be like, no. They're not cool.
They were looking for volunteers. And my
not that Joe, religious people aren't cool, just in case anyone's like...
I know, we're going to get...
Don't upset anyone.
No, I get it. But there is something... I think there's something we can all acknowledge about the earnestness of...
Sure.
...that kind of assembly. But I remember my friend Jo, she made me and Paul and Adam get up on stage... to play a game show with this religious assembly. And actually she was right, because then we won tickets to go and see GoldenEye that night at the cinema. So
that's a good prize.
Yeah, it was a really good prize, actually, the four of us. It was fun. Still love that. Still love Pierce Brosnan ever since.
Well, that religious assembly really awakened something in you. They'll be so delighted.
They must be thrilled.
They really must be thrilled.
They must love it. But just, we had to do the act of worship every day. That was in the law.
What was that?
So you're supposed to have an act of worship every day, which we didn't have. But in assembly, they would try and make us sing hymns. But you can imagine our school. All those boys. Give me oil in my lamp. What does that even mean?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. We did a lot of that. I once went to a mass, and God, they're so long when they're Catholic. I spent the whole time counting how many sheep I could see in the church, in the cathedral.
Oh, that's a good game.
And
that's,
I think, like, by the time I left, I think it was like 24. Mm. Like, sheep on the ceiling, a couple of sheep. There was the Station of the Cross. Seven Stations of the Cross, is it? Had a look around there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, use your time however you can.
That's the thing.
Just get through the day, don't you? Just get through the day.
Which is exactly what we're doing now in lockdown.
Which is exactly what we're doing now. We have enjoyed talking to you today.
As ever.
We hope.
What are you doing this evening, Tom?
I'm going to actually have some monkfish tonight, you know, vegan. And maybe a ratatouille, and then I'm going to do some more work, I think, unfortunately.
Good stuff. Yeah. Now, if you've got into the rhythm, keep going.
Well, I'm going to try and keep going with it all. And just try and keep my pecker up. That's all.
That's all we can do.
While my knee is done in, I'm going to try and keep positive in other ways. What are you going to do tonight apart from eat some ham or indeed fruitcake?
I think I'm going to sit down with Alice and maybe watch a documentary.
Or what's it going to be about? Something terrible.
There's something that we're planning on watching. What is it?
Something harrowing.
Hollywood on Netflix.
Yes, I started watching that. I liked it.
Did you? That's what we're going to start watching tonight.
It's not a documentary. Just so you know. No. Just in case you don't start watching it and go, right. Wow, this footage is very sharp. They got some real access here.
Oh, okay. I'm not watching it now.
Yeah. Or we'll treat it as a documentary.
Everything on Netflix is a documentary, isn't it?
That's right. I've been watching Grace and Frankie. Absolute documentary.
Love it. Love Jane Fonda. Love Lily Tomlin. Yes, please.
So I can't watch anything serious. Like, you were watching Chernobyl or something, weren't you? Or
I did have to tap out of that eventually. I
wouldn't have been able to cope with that. I can't watch anything sad. You know?
No, I know you can't.
I just love those short stories I found up for. They always had a happy ending. Know what I mean?
Oh, very good.
Thank you so much for joining us on Like Minded Friends. We love your company.
As ever. And I'm sure that you've learned so much from the episode.
I think we actually were going to have a theme, but maybe we'll do that next time, Susan.
Yeah, maybe we will.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice to go in with the idea of a theme and then to
abandon
not cover it.
Not even mention
it. We used to say at the top of the show, this episode's about this, and then just not talk about it. So
we were great at doing that. So now we don't even bother.
Do get in touch via the PO box.
Let us know.
Chat to likemindedfriends@gmail.com, or you can get in touch with us both. Stop laughing at how long that email address is. That's why I set it up 5 years ago. Deal with it. And please join us next week on Like Minded Friends.
Always join us. Be careful of pubic lice. Do let us know how you're getting on with culottes.
Okay, bye.
Bye for now. Bye, 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.